welcome to season 4, episode 4 of the Mono a Mono show.
We're at episode 4 already?
Yeah.
Man,
seems
like just 2 weeks ago we were at episode 2. I don't want to wait.
That would have been 2-2, yeah. But let me tell you, we've had some podcasts. Turnouts. We've had the most votes ever each show.
We've had responses from bands wanting to be featured on the show, which is amazing.
Yeah, which is great stuff. So
we love it. We love promoting local music and independent music.
Yeah. Now, if you're new to the show, if your friend said to you, you got to check out this Mono a Mono show or this Mono a Mono podcast.
Yeah.
We'll explain what's happening right now.
Yeah, we'll explain it.
Each week there's a theme.
Mm-hmm.
We DJ Ad-Rock here and DJ Steel, myself, choose 4 songs based upon that theme.
That's right.
We duke it out in the Mono a Mono quadrilateral. And then the listeners get to vote at www.mckennamath.com.
That's right.
Or you could, if you're in the chat room, place your vote there.
Yeah.
Or if you know a telephone,
884-CKMS, 519-884-2567. Spells CKMS. We
it
found
sure
out today.
So.
Or there's a new way. You can go to the Sound FM website. And there will be a poll up there.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, maybe there will be.
Maybe. Just another reason to go to the Sound FM website.
Yeah.
After you're done downloading or listening to our podcast streamed across the ether web, you may choose to submit your vote that way.
So, okay.
Okay.
Now, okay, we're talking about last week. We had our theme that was
something about things. It was songs that were featured on Yo Gabba Gabba.
Right.
The children's hit program Yo Gabba Gabba.
Submitted by DJ Dormat's wife.
Yes.
Who, that's her favorite show.
DJ Nalyajin. Nalyajin.
Yeah. And we duked it out. It was a close battle.
Yeah. Sometimes you used open hands, which was kind of girly, but whatever.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I guess now, so. I eye gouged, so.
The thing
That's
is, when we left the studio, you were up by a little bit, right?
Was I?
Were you not?
I don't remember. If you're gonna say how you, like, mounted an amazing comeback again, like you have, like, the last 3 weeks, then
no.
If that's what you're trying to set up here, I don't know if that's what you're going for, but I don't know. So
I'm saying you were up. Anyways, we checked out the polls online.
Yeah.
And they were
dead
even.
Polls.
Dead even.
Yeah.
And then we got the votes from the website.
Yeah.
When we tallied it all up together, the winner of last week's theme was a tie.
Does that mean you're still undefeated?
I'm still undefeated this season, yeah. It was close, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was close.
But was it how many votes? Was it, like, the most votes? Tim, was it? It was?
Yeah. It was, because
I can't tell if he's nodding his head or if he's falling asleep.
Oh, because it's dark back there. Yeah, he's nodding his head.
Nice.
I can see the glare from the computer monitor on his face. He's nodding.
It gives him a nice tan, I think.
Yeah.
A nice greenish hued tan.
Now, that's kind of how things have been going. But anyway.
Yeah, season 4, man. The neck and neck. But you know what? That's how we started season 3, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
With lots of ties?
Lots of ties.
Well,
there's lots of ties at the beginning of season 3.
We'll have to see how this carries out.
Pulled out way ahead.
Wow.
Way ahead.
I'll be looking forward to when I do that this season.
We'll see.
All right. Now, someone guessed what the
Groovy
theme was.
Groovy Tuesday, we're supposed to have a tiebreaker, just so you know. But our tiebreaker doesn't usually listen. One of the people in the chat room said that we need to have a tiebreaker.
Yes. Well, maybe Groovy Tuesday
Would you like to apply to be our expert unbiased listener? There's an availability right now, so if you're interested, let us know in the chat room or fire us off a message by clicking on the vote button.
Yeah. We will get back to you on
that. We'll get back to you.
Because what the rule used to be was the expert listener's vote in the event of a tie would swing the vote whichever way they voted.
It counted as two.
Now, the expert listener, our first one, and this sounds funny. No, maybe it doesn't. It got brain cancer. And the second...
Does that kind of sound funny?
No, I said maybe it doesn't.
That doesn't sound funny at all.
No, I know. That's why I changed what I said.
How would that even kind of sound funny?
No, because what I was going to say after was, but it wasn't from listening.
Oh, okay.
So, gotcha. So yeah.
You weren't discouraging yeah. other people. You were trying not to discourage people from becoming our expert listener so that they thought they too would develop brain cancer.
Yes, that's where I was going with it. And our other one is super busy right now. He just keeps getting promoted. He's almost the president of Canada. So anyway, we had in the chat room... guess what this week's theme was, and that never happens. So the clues that were given, the songs that were played before, we had a song title, Cherry Cola,
Cherry Cola,
Chop Suey, Lemon World, Tangerine, We Don't Mind. You had to listen to the song for that one.
Yep.
And the last one I played was a Modest Mouse song. Initially, when I read it, I thought it said... Hickory sticks to your feet, but it actually says history sticks to your feet. But
and then the last one I had played was called Food Fight by Be Your Own Pet.
Oh, right. And Food Fight. So
Princess Consuela guessed it in the chat room. She guessed that our theme was food, and that is correct. Food and or drink, we decided.
Yes. That is what we decided, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
That is what we decided.
So, yeah, so before we get to our selections...
We need to rock, scissor, paper it up.
Yeah, but let's play a song in spirit of this theme.
Sure, okay.
Okay, here's a...
It's our show. We can do whatever the heck we want. We can break...
I'm hungry. Feed me now. We've got to eat something. Give a shit. Give me a piece of a cow. I'm hungry. Come on, where's the meat? Give me a piece of fruit, that kind. I'm hungry. Give a shit about lying around in a nursing home watching TV. Give me a piece of anything. Hungry. I don't want to be your friend. I'm hungry. Give me what you got on your plate. Get your hand out, take what I want. I'm hungry. I deserve this food. You dare not feed me food. I'm hungry. Who isn't? Got something stuck in my throat. Probably a piece of pheasant. What do you put in this food? Poisoning me. My throat is bent. My throat is all bent up. Help, nurse, my throat, the bent throat. I got a bent throat. What do you mean? What the fuck? The throat is bent. Can't eat food with a bent throat. You try food and eat. You eat. Yeah, you eat all right. I watch you eat. I never get no food. What do I get? Leftovers. Give me some rideovers for a while.
Give me some rideovers.
But I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Oh, man, I'm hungry.
All right.
Amazing.
There's some frogs with I'm hungry to get us in the spirit of the food.
That's right.
Theme.
Give me some rideovers.
Let's scissor rock paper it up here.
Okay.
See who's starting this rock show off.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, rock.
Paper! Yes!
Okay, you get
back in the saddle.
You won. That was your first win of season four.
Oh. I've won one other one. We're 50-50.
Oh, okay.
Unless my last one was our last one of season.
I don't know. You lost the last one, and you lost the
I meant like the last one that I won was the last one of season after our Christmas break.
Don't even know.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm going to defer.
You're deferring? So that means
defer.
Deference. New Mono Amigos, that means deference. That I am going first.
Now, for people who don't know what deferring means.
Now, I've chosen one of the greatest songs here. I'm just going to start things off huge and keep it going. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
With my whole set list. I've decided... Actually, I think I even have played these guys once or twice. I'm going to start things off with the condiment that you can put on our food.
Oh, well, condiment is a food.
Yep. I'm going to start things off with some mayonnaise.
Oh, weird. I've never heard of this band before, I don't think. Are they new?
They're pretty new.
Are they new?
I'm going to play this song off the Siamese Dream album.
This must be a new album.
Well, the interesting thing, though, is this wasn't a single. Yet.
But is it new?
Well, it may be new to some people. Here it is. Some Smashing Pumpkins with some mayonnaise.
The
on
new
Sound
Smashing
FM
Pumpkins.
100.3. Mono a mono. What a way to start things off there.
Yeah.
With some mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Always made for a good food item.
Yeah, I love me some mayonnaise.
Yeah, get a turkey sandwich. It's nothing without mayonnaise.
You're darn right. You know what else is nothing without mayonnaise?
What?
A chicken burger. Have you ever tried to eat a chicken burger without mayonnaise?
Yeah, actually, I've never had a chicken burger with mayonnaise, but now in the summer, once
oh my man, you don't know what you're missing.
Up, well, that's what it sounds. Actually, you know
no,
what?
You don't even know. You don't even like get the breaded chicken burgers. They're good. You make them in the oven. That way, you don't have to wait until summer or spring or summertime.
That's a good point.
You can just throw it in right
you
now.
Know what else is great?
What's that?
You go to New York Fries.
Mm-hmm.
And you get French fries, the New York fries one.
Yeah.
And you ask them for mayonnaise. Fries with mayonnaise.
That's
must
like,
be a British thing or something, but it is good.
That's like, what it from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah?
There's the one scene where John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson are talking, and John Travolta just got back from, I think, Amsterdam, and he was saying about how when he was over there, they call... quarter pounder a royale with cheese, and he's like, and they eat their French fries with mayonnaise, man.
Tastes good.
Yep, I agree. Okay,
so started things off pretty good right there. Okay. Let's see what you got.
I'm a fan of this next food related item because you may not be able to tell by my svelte and slim trim figure, but I like to eat a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot.
What do you like to eat a lot of?
Anything. Like, I eat a lot of food. I like to eat just a lot of food.
Okay.
And so when I go out to eat, I often like when there are buffets or banquets.
Yeah.
Because then you can eat a lot.
Yes.
So you pay a flat rate and you can eat as much as you want.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there are a bunch of places that I could mention that are like that, but they're not sponsors, so I won't mention them, but there
are. But if you're listening, places that serve lots of food, if you want to get mentioned on our radio show, all you got to do is throw us a couple bones. It's a charitable organization here at CKMS. Anyways, back to the music. I'm going to play a song called Banquet by a band called Block Party from their album called Silent Alarm. Because I like banquets and I like buffets. And that's where I went with that.
Yeah, that's where you like to eat because you get lots of food.
I love lots of food. I have to.
Yeah.
And it's all about, it's an art, man. You have to pace yourself.
Yeah.
You pace yourself, take breaks. Don't let people pressure you.
No.
Don't go with someone who's got a small appetite, because then they're just going to be like, I want to go. I want to go. I got my fortune cookie. I want to go.
Oh.
You don't go with those people.
No.
No. All right, so here we go. This is Banquet by Block Party here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono A Mono.
Star, no
Right. Sing a bow.
Some block party.
Red in your
banquet.
Kisser. Yeah.
That was pretty good. I was saying to you, how are you going to follow up some Smashing Pumpkins? But that was a pretty upbeat tempo. Oh, great.
Yeah, I love going to banquets.
Yeah, you
especially
sure
awards
do.
Banquets where I win stuff.
Yeah. Well, now with my second one here, I went with the food theme. And the song I chose, I can't lead it in any better. Yeah, it doesn't... You know, when you're at banquets, you usually want some fine wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you usually want to drink that fine wine so that the partner you're with is nicer.
Okay.
So I'm going to play the song... I Need Some Fine Wine and You Need to Be Nicer by the Cardigans.
That's funny, Steele.
So,
that was a nice segue.
Thank you. I did that all on the spot. You wouldn't believe it. It's as if I wrote it, but...
What? I thought you were reading a script over there.
No.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Even more amazing.
So here it is, the Cardigans, I Need Some Fine Wine and You Need to Be Nicer on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Here's a good man and a pretty young girl trying to play together somehow.
right, there's the cardigans. With I need some fine wine and you need to be nicer.
I think I already am pretty nice to you.
Well, I don't know. You were making fun of my mustache during the break.
No, I wasn't. I said I liked your mustache.
Oh.
How was that making fun of you?
You said nice mustache.
Yeah, I said I like your mustache.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Steele, we're all connected, man. Why, if I'm making fun of you, I'm making fun of myself.
Ah. You know, I just said that because you said you thought you were pretty nice. I was thinking of something that, you know.
I thought I'd think I'm a nice guy.
I said, sorry, I just meant I was trying to do a lead-in to the next song.
You know how you could make it up to me?
By turning your dial up so that you don't play your song and it doesn't start right away?
No. You could make it up to me by running up to the store and getting me some strawberries. On that note, oh, weird. Look at the next song I'm about to play. It just happens to be called Strawberries.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. And
you were just faking that whole time.
You got it. Oh, it was all for the segue.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I did it all for the segue. So yeah, I picked the next song that I chose is a song called Strawberries. And actually, there's a double food theme here. The artist is called Asobi Seksu. I don't know if that has anything to do with...
Oh, Sobeys. That's where they sell food.
You might want to look at that before you spell it, because I think you're probably going to spell it wrong. And then the album it's off of is called Citrus. That's what it has to do with food.
I spelled that way wrong.
Did you even get it close?
No. I have three words.
Anywho, so yeah, here it is. This is Asobi Seksu with the song called Strawberries here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono e mono.
Mono e mono.
We'll be right back.
All right. There is some strawberries.
By?
Asobi Seksu.
Nice.
They sound Japanese.
I don't know what they are. I just know that they make good music.
That Seksu. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Japanese.
I can check it out while you talk about your next song.
All right, my next song. Oh, I got another good one. I don't believe I've played these guys. You're usually on top of what I've played. You like pointing out when I've played the same band twice in a season. So, I've got coming up some...
They're from New York.
Oh.
But their lead singer is Japanese.
See? Oh, still got it.
Yuki Chikudate.
See? So anyways, back to my next song. Is this the three-quarter song?
That it is.
Oh boy, let me do a recap.
This is the three-quarter song!
Of the week!
Of the week!
Now, DJ Ad-Rock has played...
That's me. Me.
Block Party Banquet, because he likes eating lots of food.
That's right. I like gorging myself.
Asobi Seksu Strawberries. He likes eating lots of strawberries at banquets.
Mm-hmm.
And now, me, DJ Steele, has played the Pumpkins with some mayonnaise and the Cardigans. I need some fine wine and you need to be nicer.
Darn right.
Now, what goes better with some mayonnaise other than some milk? Now, I'm going to get to some Gandharvas right now. With some Milk Ocean.
Milk Ocean. Nice.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise and milk. Nothing goes better.
Barf. So here it is on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono, the Gandharvas with Milk Ocean.
Die a little death.
McIndarvas with some milk ocean.
Some milk mayonnaise ocean.
Yeah.
And as we found from one of our knowledgeable mono amigos, Groovy Tuesday, milk mayonnaise is an emulsion of milk and oil seasoned with garlic and white pepper.
Exactly.
Delicious.
That's why I said they go perfectly together.
That's right. And actually, you know what? A thing that DJ Doormat taught me?
What's that?
This is something that apparently Polish people do.
Yeah.
They dip their hard-boiled eggs in mayonnaise. Which kind of makes sense because that's how you make an egg salad sandwich.
Yeah? Yeah.
But that's what he taught me this one time, and I thought it looked like the most disgusting thing ever, but it actually tastes pretty good.
You know what are good, too? Deviled what? Eggs.
Oh, see? There's that's deviled
that
eggs.
That uses mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and like
milk.
And milk and eggs and I think sometimes
dill?
Horseradish.
Oh, horseradish.
Paprika.
Man. And some thyme.
No thyme. Oh. This show's making me hungry.
Well...
And I had 1.5 subs before I came here.
Wow.
See, I told you I eat a lot.
Yeah,
I wasn't
you
kidding.
Do.
I wasn't kidding.
I can't even remember what I ate. Oatmeal.
You eat oatmeal before you came
with
here?
With strawberries.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and blueberries.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I wish I could say I had mayonnaise on my sub, but I didn't. I got ranch sauce instead.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
Now, you got the 3/4 song. This is a biggie.
Don't worry, I'm bringing it.
Okay.
I am bringing it.
Okay. I thought you weren't going to bring it.
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever known me not to bring it, Steele?
What were we talking about bringing?
Yeah, bringing food to the studio. You do, I don't.
Yeah, I brought the popcorn tonight.
Yeah. This next... Okay, so we're almost near the end. Of this battle.
Mm-hmm.
And usually near the end of a meal, that's when you want to eat dessert.
Yes.
A popular dessert food is...
Truffles.
No.
Ice cream.
Yes, but no.
Goes
with ice cream.
Apple pie.
Not quite.
Pumpkin pie.
No, it's not pie.
Cake.
Yes. Yes.
I like pie better. But.
The next song I have doesn't actually have anything to do with food.
Uh-oh, how does it fit with the theme then?
Because the band is called Cake.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And the song I chose is Love You Madly from their album Comfort Eagle. And some people eat eagles.
Oh.
So
yeah,
there's more
food.
There's more food. And yeah, it could be a comfort food for them. Oh, nice. Groovy Tuesday guessed it.
Guess what?
Guessed that the band was going to be Cake.
Oh, nice.
Groovy Tuesday's been real, like...
I know.
Consuela, like, we don't mean to take Princess Consuela for granted, because she comes almost every week, and she's very interactive with our show, but... Groovy Tuesday is just her first, you know, first
mayonnaise
time
recipe.
First time chatter, long time listener. they're just jumping right in. Okay, so here we go. This is Love You Madly by the band Cake from their album Comfort Eagle here on 100.3 Sound FM Mono A Mono.
To love you now. I want to love you now.
bit too close. He better slow down. There's supposed to be a snowstorm.
Yeah, we'll see if that comes. Everybody's whining and complaining about that.
Yeah.
That was a great tune. We had that bumping here in the studio.
Oh, pumping.
Bumping, too.
Oh,
trying
wow.
to compete with the rock concert that's going on downstairs at Maxwell's.
Wow.
So, yeah, if you're in the area and you want to check out a rock concert, there's one going on downstairs.
Yeah, the a cappella concert. Right? It's still going. Well, they're singing loud. I don't know. But it's still going on. So once you're done listening to the Mono A Mono show, you can run over. Or you know what? Just download the podcast off the soundfm.ca website.
That's right. You could do that.
So.
All right, Tim. You ready? You got the special effects ready to go there, buddy?
Tim needs to. Oh, right. Is it that time in the show already?
It's that time already, Steele.
Okay. It's now time for
the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
All right.
Emphatically.
Yes. Now, I've gone with a good song here called The Bear Song for my Knockout Punch.
The Bear Song? What does that have to do with food?
Well, why don't you eat up and I'll tell you.
What?
Now, The Bear Song by the band, similar to yours, how you chose a band with the name of a food. I'm going with the band name Green Jelly. Now, this song was also played in the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah.
When they were feeding the bad guy. You know it better than me. What's his name?
The Gas Man. Yeah, the Gas Man. I don't know what his name is. I know that the scene when they were at Dante's Inferno,
yeah.
the restaurant, and they put hot peppers on his on his hamburger.
So the Bear Song was what was played in the background. Now, another little snippet of how this relates to food is Green Jelly's name, back when they started things off, used to actually be Green Jell-O.
Oh, but there's Muscle, another food stuff.
Yep, Muscle from the Jell-O company forced them to change.
They broke their kneecaps and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So they just turned into Green Jelly.
Huh.
So anyways, let's cue up this song, The Bear Song.
I can't believe this is your knockout punch.
What? I love this song.
Okay.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono.
We'll be right back.
Oh, man. That was the Bear Song by Green Jelly here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Sometimes, Steele, I wonder about you.
That is a knockout punch, I think.
It's a good tune, but man, for your knockout punch?
I'm tired from listening to it.
Maybe that should have been your number two song, you know, the song that nobody cares about.
No, no way. I almost think we should play it again right now. And it would not get worse hearing it two times in a row.
That's because it's only like 2 minutes long of a kid's tune.
Of a kid's tune?
Yeah, that's a kid's song. Bear Went Over the Mountain?
No, no way.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of kids' music.
Oh, here we go.
My knockout punch is kind of in a similar vein, so I shouldn't make too much fun of Steele over there. But I don't think when you're talking about when you're talking about food and music, I don't think it gets much better than the song I'm about to play.
All right,
there is no other better song about food and about consuming food than Eat It by one Weird Al Yankovic.
Eat It.
And that's all I'm going to say. I'm gonna let the song speak for itself. So, Mono Amigos, put your feet up, sit back, and enjoy the musical stylings of one Weird Al Yankovic here on 100.3 Sound FM Mono A Mono.
Eat it.
What's up?
Oh, Weird Al.
Zip, zip, jump, jump,
jump, jump,
jump, jump.
Let me go over. That concludes our mono-a-mono battle with some Weird Al Eat It.
That's it for the battle.
What you heard in the battle by DJ Adrock was Block Party's Banquet, because he likes eating it. Lots of food.
Lots of it.
Asobi Seksu with some strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
I call it strawberries, but people say strawberries. But anyway.
You what? I thought you, but earlier you said strawberries.
I said it because I thought that's how you said
no, strawberries. I say strawberries.
I say strawberries.
Strawberries, not strawberries.
Strawberries, yeah.
Strawberries.
Then you had some douchey strawberry cake with Love You Madly and finished it all off by eating it with Weird Al.
It's no better way to sum it all up yeah than eating it.
Now, I started things off with some mayonnaise. And also some, I never thought about it. Smashing pumpkins could work too. You smash it up, make some pumpkin pie.
Yep.
That was a twofer right there.
I thought about playing some pumpkin songs because of that.
And then the cardigans, I need some fine wine and you need to be nicer. Then the Gandharvas with Milk Ocean. And summed it all up with the Bear Song by Green Jelly. So.
There you go.
You have a number of ways to vote. You can type into your URL browser, www.mckennamath.com. Click the vote button. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be simpler. Drop-down menus lead you through everything. Or if you're in the chat, place your vote right there in the chat. Or yep, phone into this number.
519-884-2567, which also...
We hope spells.
We hope spells 519-884-CKMS. And soon,